we've done a mirror, virtually mirror image of the yards that we already had here. I had two local Tasmanian companies do the building. So it's come together really well, and I'm really pleased with it.
So what's the capacity now?
We're looking at approximately 8,000 we can yard.
And what did you have before?
3.5 to 4. So we virtually doubled.
We doubled
it, yeah. We had a system that worked really well, good functional yards that were really well designed, so I've just copied it.
And a bit more cover?
Yeah, we've put another two undercover walkways on.
Carriers, access, ramps?
Yeah, we've got another ramp. We took the ramp out of Coiver, relocated it, and positioned it here. So we've got three good ramps, plus a smaller ute ramp.
This is just the beginning for the development, really, because you've done a little bit of work to the cattle yards, but there are long-term plans.
Look, we've got some plans to do some more work on the cattle yards. Like, I'm still working through that at this stage. I'm hopefully we'll be looking to start some of that work, you know, mid part of this year, just to improve, you know, flow and just the function of the yards. Local competition's been really strong, though. We've seen good, strong competition here on the cattle, and a lot of the cattle have been staying within Tasmania.
This is only into your second week of selling, really, in the new year. So, what have numbers been like?
Numbers are good. Like our first sale last week was a light yarding. We had Tunbridge last week as well, though. So we yarded 5,000 at Tunbridge. Yeah, we've got a good, strong yarding here at Prana Dave. 5,700, and we've got Oatlands this coming Thursday with approximately 3,500 to 4,000 sheep being yarded at Oatlands this week. So yeah, it started off well.
I'm David Lindsay, Whitemore. I own the livestock carrier as well. I've got 250 acres. I'm running around 2,000 to 2,500 sheep per year. I buy and sell anything that's suitable in wool types.
And how long have you been coming to these yards at Perenna as a carrier?
Since first they opened up as a carrier here, and I was at Kilafatty as well when that was in operations in there, and that's been 51 3/4 years.
You can't forget the 3/4 years.
No, it'll soon be 52 years. The numbers are getting back to what they used to be. They dropped off over the last couple of years in the sale yards, but the numbers are getting back into the sale yards of what they used to be.
So when it was mooted that the sale yard set up in Tasmania would be centralised here at Perenna, were you for that?
My idea was, yes, it's all centralised. Instead of us going so many into here, you had to work your loads out, go to town, get your stuff into here, that was first sale, and get your stuff into town next morning. And then people ring up, they've got some in town, some out here, so you're running Launceston back to here or here into Launceston, get your load, and carriers wanted one central, but some of the producers was a bit hesitant about, oh, someone's got to go too far. Well, I think some of us are just a bit short-sighted, because what about the southern ones was coming to here? They used to have to go to Kilafatty. Well, everything got out to here. Well, everyone's sort of on the round table now, and it's the one thing.
The sheep yards have been extended. What do you think? How does that make life easier for you as a carrier?
Oh, a lot easier, because everything's centralised. You can come to here and organise. People that come to here and buy, they don't know what's... They've got to run into town, they don't know what's there. And if there's something that's suitable here, well, they buy it. And they can make up their load. Better area to getting in. You haven't got the traffic of, like it was around Obelisk Bridge, you're getting in and out of there, get into here with no trouble. Three ramps here and there, all up and down ramps that goes to your top deck. Cattle yards, you have six ramps for the trucks to unload and load them there, so you're no congested of one behind the other for half an hour.
Chris Durant, you're the livestock manager for Elders. What do you think of the redeveloped sheep yards here at Perenna?
I think they're a fantastic facility that allows the sheep to be shown at their best, and it brings sheep in from the from the entire state into the one place. So, yeah.
And is that a consensus that the staff, managers at Elders have come to with this centralisation, that this is the right decision?
Absolutely. This is the right decision for the company, for our growers, and for growers statewide. This, you know, you need to have one market to find a floor for the prices, whether it's sheep or cattle. It has to be one market.
Do you think you're sort of starting to see that now, that the move has been made to bring both companies together?
Absolutely. You know, today's yarding, there was 120 cattle here today and probably 3,000 or 4,000 sheep and lambs. It's compelling to get buyers to come to an event of this size. It can't be ignored anymore.
Your thoughts on the season so far and where the market's at?
The market's at records in both sheep and lamb, sheep, lambs and cattle. The season is probably the best season we've seen in Tasmania, and what's on show here today and what has been on show last week at the lamb sales at Tama Valley and Greenhithe and Tunbridge and Kenilworth and Piranha are a testament to the season, absolutely.